There is no electoral reform. Everybody's been crying, but nobody seems to be doing anything about it. Will you participate in an election if there is no, I repeat, if there is no electoral reform that you've been fighting for?
Matt, I am going to be as honest as I always am. Yes, the Alternative People's Party will contest the next general election with or without reform.
So, but you're defeating your purpose now. You're blowing hot and cold.
No, Matt, it's not about blowing hot or blowing cold. While we support the need for electoral reform, we will ensure as a political party that we do what it takes to win the next general election with or without reform. We will not.
Because we heard the last election, the opposition United Workers Party saying, you know, no electoral reform, no election. But then we had election and they participated.
Matt, I cannot comment on the decisions made by the leading opposition party.
But you just said that you will participate, so you will do the same as the opposition United Workers Party then.
Excuse me?
You will do the same because you said that with or without, you will still participate.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. The APP will never say that we will not contest the next general election. We will. We will contest the next general election with or without reform. And as a political party, we will do what it takes to win the next general election. Our people...
Does it mean that you will work with the opposition parties in this fight for, for electoral reform, or you will stand in your corner and let them stand in their corner?
Matt, the APP has supported electoral reform. We will do all what is necessary to support all opposition forces in regards to the call for electoral reform. But what I'm saying, if an election is called and there has been no electoral reform in Dominica by that time, our party will represent the people at the polls.
All right, Tahira Blanchard, thank you very much.